Burton Flager, President of American Sheep Industry Association.
Looking at 2016, Burton, where is the lamb market at and some of the things that are happening in the past year?
Well, this past year we saw, you know, a really good price trend. Fat lamb started off around the early part of the year around $1.70. They've trailed off to about $1.31 was the last load that I sent out. Seasonality, just supply and demand issues, just like there is in other commodities, we're seeing a little bit of a downtrend. The good news is that they're not as severe of a downtrend that we see in the cattle industry or that we see in the corn or some of the other commodities. So it's a bright spot in a lot of people's balance sheets yet, is that sheep are still a positive in that regard, and so they're still providing both cash and equity to the farms and ranch. And I've even had some people that are raising both cattle and sheep and are adding more sheep, anywhere from 100 to 400 ewes, because of the economic benefits sheep are bringing to the balance sheet.
Is that demand coming from domestic or international demand?
The demand for the lamb? We continue to grow, you know, the domestic demand in terms of consumption. Our total consumption's going up, but per capita it continues to go down because of the increase in the number of the population. But we also see a large influx of imported lamb from Australia and New Zealand into this country that competes with domestic lamb. And that's always a contentious issue, just as it is with any other commodity.
As far as some of the requirements, you're also talking about price reporting. How does that work in the lamb industry and any new requirements you might be facing?
Mandatory price reporting is something that we've been working on. It has to be reauthorized every 5 years, and this is like the third reauthorization, I think, in a row. Started on it maybe back in 2014, testified in front of, or 2015, and testified in front of Congress. The comment period lasted until last August, at which point there was some different sectors of the industry that objected to some of the proposals that were in the new reporting, and so now it's back. In fact, this next week we're starting new talks with USDA. My vice secretary treasurer, I should say, is going to attend those meetings because I won't be able to in Washington, D.C. But really what's happened is with the acquisition of JBS plant by Mountain States Rosen, it's shrunk that pool of reporting packers in the industry, and so that confidentiality rule, that 370-20, comes into play. And what that's done is it's removed all of our market transparency in the lamb industry. It's also eliminated our food and fibers, which is our LRP risk protection. It's an insurance program to producers to lock in a price point out, because we don't have a futures product. And so it's something that we really need to solve, and we think USDA needs to solve it. It's not only evident in the lamb industry, but as the packing industry continues to consolidate in beef and pork, it's also on the horizons on those. And so it's imperative that USDA find a new rule to protect confidentiality, that's a tough one to say sometimes, and also provide an open and transparent market.
Are there any resolutions coming from the industry to help improve that transparency?
Well, we've enumerated a number of them. We've provided them to the industry that dictate that. The big hang-up right now is that Mountain States Rosen is a cooperative, and so they don't view it as a, I'm not sure what the right word is, but yeah, they are a packer. But the only difference is how their profits are distributed. So they view them as a producer-owned. But the reality is that they're not. They only distribute the proceeds or the profits to the individual shareholders. And so it really adds to the profitability. It adds to an open and transparent market. And oftentimes, you know, you see a bump up in prices because they're out there competing for lambs on the open market to keep their operation going as well as the ones that they have contracted to their shareholders.
And where is that located? Has that created any regional issues as well?
Well, you know, lamb processing is pretty limited in this country. It's pretty much in Colorado. There's California. There's some in Michigan and some up on the East Coast. But the major packers are those. It has some regional issues for transportation. It has some issues with locating feeder lambs and keeping them on feed. So there's always a regional effect on it.
And any last comments to wrap us up with?
Well, we're having our national convention this year in Denver, Colorado, and we have Dr. Temple Grandin, a world-renowned expert on animal welfare, animal handling. She's redone some videos, some animal handling things for us. She's going to highlight that at our convention. She's going to be a highlight speaker down there, the 26th to the 28th in Denver, Colorado. And we've also added, you know, we've aggressively gone after the producer services in ASI this year. Our budget started October 1st, and so we've added a new wool consultant to help with those export markets, getting that benefit to the producers. We've also added another person in regulatory policy, a senior policy person that's going to handle issues with that and public lands and all those issues that keep flaring up, bighorn sheep and the conflict with domestic sheep, and how the Forest Service and those other public land agencies are actually removing producers who've had long-standing 100-year allotments, and they're removing them based on some really flawed and poor science. And when you do that, that eliminates their source of wealth, you know, and so it's really unfortunate. So we're strong on that, and we're moving forward to help resolve that with the producers.